Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may live right in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, save me by your name, and vindicate me by your might.
O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth.
For strangers have risen against me, they do not set God before themselves.
Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life.
He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them.
For he has delivered me from every trouble. Thank you.
us pray. O Lord, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of your just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you forever hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament reading for the 26th Sunday after Trinity is from Daniel chapter 7. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were open. I looked then, because of the sound of the great words that the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was killed, and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people.
The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 3. Know this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The text for our consideration this day is the gospel lesson from the 25th chapter of Matthew that you just heard read. The day is surely drawing near, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. The great and terrible day of the Lord. The day when Jesus comes in the clouds. The day when Christ will come to judge the living and the dead. The day when the King on his throne will demand an accounting from everyone for all their deeds. Repent. The days of hunting and fishing, of shopping and vacations, those will all be in the past. The easy days will be done. The warnings from Scripture will come true. Nothing will be the same when the Son of God comes in his glory. Fear will replace laughter, and the earth will be ravaged by fire. At the blast of the trumpet from heaven, all the earth will be shaken. No ear, living or dead, will miss that sound. All will hear, and all will awaken. The dead will be raised, and the living will be changed at the trumpet sound, in the twinkling of an eye. Repent. There will be no rapture, taking some and leaving others behind. There will be no second chances to make a good confession before the world. The world will be consumed. Its judgment will be upon it. And in that day, the secrets will end. Nothing that is hidden now will remain hidden then. Every shameful thought you wish had never happened will be made known. Likewise, every evil word you regret ever saying, and every unclean deed that you have ever done and cannot undo, all of it will be revealed. Repent. Like an open book, every temptation of old from the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh will be made known. A nightmare, I know, for you, and most certainly for me. And yet, if your greatest fear and my greatest terror is the unveiling of every hidden, secret thing of which you're ashamed, you have not listened carefully enough to the whole gospel. Iniquity demands judgment. And so it was that those gathered before the King on his throne were divided one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Woe unto you who have scorned the Lord and his law. Woe to you who have debased yourselves to follow after the lusts of your flesh and mind. Woe to you who have stored up for yourselves earthly treasures and despised the precious word of God. Repent. No excuses will be heard. None are sufficient. Your weaknesses are all disqualified. You can try to appeal that you have been good enough, or that you gave your support to the right organizations, or that deep down you always intended to be a better person. But it will all fail. And in shame and terror, those who have transgressed against the Lord will, by his command, be delivered to everlasting judgment. He will say, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and all his angels." At that point, the fact that your life's good and evil deeds have been made known will be of no significance. And yet that judgment is not God's final word. It's not even his first word in the gospel. Before the condemnation comes the invitation to those who are blessed by the Father to inherit the kingdom prepared for them before the foundation of the world. And you must hear those words from Jesus if you ever hope to be able to bear hearing his words of judgment. You see, dear friends, there is another word from Jesus that I am compelled by his word to tell you. Rejoice. Yes, rejoice. Not in yourselves, not in your righteousness, not in your works. Those are all empty. No, friends, rejoice because your Savior paid the debt you owed. In Jesus you are forgiven and your sins are no more. On the cross, he was smitten to inscribe your name in the book of life. Do not doubt. You are free And Satan cannot use your deeds to frighten or alarm you, for Christ has already borne your transgressions, and in him you face no condemnation. Christ is your intercessor. His blood, his righteousness, they cover you, as is well written in the scriptures. You are free. You and all who confess Christ are free. Free from sin. Free from judgment. Free from the condemnation he warned you about. Rejoice, for eternal life is yours. You shall see Christ face to face with all the saints in heaven. It will be a glorious day, not a dreaded one, when you are given to be forever in that place which you so far only know by way of a foretaste in his body and blood. Again, I proclaim to you that day will be glorious when you, who have been given a foretaste of that magnificent feast, are finally there forever. Christ has purchased and won you with his innocent suffering and death, so that you will not face eternal punishment, but instead go joyfully to eternal life. And so continue to pray to the Lord as you always do. Pray that his kingdom would come. His kingdom comes without your prayer, but you pray in that petition that would come among you also. And thanks be to God, it will, and it does. Pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that good and gracious will is done even without your prayer, when you pray in that petition that it would be done amongst you also, and again, it is. His will is that you live in your baptism, that you cling to your faith and hold on to the promise of the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. Pray also that he deliver you from evil. And know that when you pray for that deliverance, that you pray for God to grant you a blessed end, that you would be delivered from this valley of sorrows to the bliss of eternal life in heaven. And rejoice, finally. Rejoice, for you are free. Free from eternal death. Free from every evil and free from God's judgment. Your sins are forgiven and salvation is yours in Christ. He has done it all. He has delivered it to you. He has given you your life, your baptism, your faith, your church, your pastor, and your hope. Your judgment was already reckoned to him so that he could free you from death and every evil. Rejoice in that forgiveness and rejoice that because of Jesus, you have everlasting life. To him alone be all the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We stand for prayer. Let us pray. O God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace, that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy, may your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend the shut-ins of this congregation, Joan, Marlene, and Dick. We commend the members who request our prayers, Bill and Ella. We pray for the family and friends of the members of this congregation, for Corinne, Tom, Shirley, Scott, Landon, Fred, Charles, Margaret, Lloyd, Lyle, James, Maxine, Albert, Phil, Lee, Sherry, Joseph, Elaine, Pastor Dan Chambers, Pastor Doug Janetsky, Rosemary, Sally, Phyllis, Michelle, Matt, and Chris. We pray that you would answer their prayers with your mercy. We ask for your divine protection to be with those who serve in the armed forces of this nation. We pray for Gabriel, for Derek, for Dustin, for Christopher, and for Justin. We pray for the missions of this congregation, for Issues Etc., for the Siberian Lutheran Mission Society, for Lutherans in Africa, for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, for LCMS World Relief and Human Care, for Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, and for University Lutheran Chapel. For these and all others whose needs of which you are aware, we pray at all times, saying, Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread. Preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Christ should be given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ should be given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ,
given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The very body of Christ shed
given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you in body and soul in the life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.